zone for all international flights, and all disembarking passengers are required to submit to health checks. Meanwhile, Wuhan, the epicenter of the outbreak, reported no new infections for the first time. But the city remains deserted as is still designated as high risk and subject to strict travel bans.
That is Reuters' Olivia Chan. Australia and New Zealand are instituting travel bans on all non-citizens and non-residents entering both countries. Australia Prime Minister Scott Morrison.
After further consultation with the National Security Committee this afternoon, tonight we will be resolving to move to a position where a travel ban will be placed on all non-residents, non-Australian citizens coming to Australia, and that will be in place from 9 p.m. tomorrow evening.
Citizens, residents, and family members of both countries will still be allowed to return. European stocks closed down Thursday despite another dramatic round of monetary stimulus. We'll be right back.
Zwani.